And one of the most important things in and around your home would be the landscaping. And we happen to have Tree Depot here. I'm sitting with Kevin, who is going to be talking to us about what they offer. And I will tell you, when you walk in the doors here at the home show, you're going to walk right through some of the landscaping that they set up. Kevin, I got to tell you, when I got here looking at the butterfly garden on the one side, looking at the sustainable Florida landscaping on the other, and then I don't know what I was calling them, tree sculptures that you, we were walking. I mean, you guys are amazing and artistic in the work that you put together. I don't know where to start.
Well, thank you. So Tree Depot is basically a large tree installation company. We try to set ourselves apart with the larger material. We found out over the years, I've been doing this for 25 years, and it's tough for a homeowner sometimes to find a source larger material, somebody that's willing to bring in the type of material that you might see going in on a commercial job or something like that. So we want to really fit that niche and try to offer that service. But along with all of that, obviously, we do everything. We do all of the landscape services. We don't do maintenance work. We like to focus on the design installation. We do irrigation, and it's kind of a full package.
Right. No, and it has to be, because when you're, if you're going to be spending that much or making that effort to put in the larger trees, if you're going to be doing, I mean, the landscaping you did at the entrance was flat out gorgeous. Then having that the irrigation available to keep it healthy. I mean, making it the full package just takes all the stress away from you.
That's what that's what we try to help people understand. It's really more than just any one piece of that at a time. It you got to approach it as a whole system. The irrigation, and again, even though we don't provide the service, the maintenance is very important after the fact. Yes, it's a whole package deal. It's very, a lot of people say, well, I can't do that. I don't have a green thumb. Or, you know, I planted this and it died. So
yeah, but if it's being done by professionals and set up and then you get the instruction, here's how you care for it moving forward, you're going to have something that you love for years to come.
Most important part of it, exactly. And that's why we try to build a relationship with the customer, offer those suggestions. We stand behind the product. We're there. You know, we got customers that call us 2 years later and you know, my ligustrum tree's looking a little this or a little that, and it may be that we're going through a drought. You need to maybe run the irrigation a little more, that sort of thing.
Right.
So we like to offer that. I mean, we really have a customer base that's almost like family sometimes. It's amazing how we get calls back, and my sister just moved down, and she really likes this, and they'll call us up to, you know, do that. So that's kind of our little niche.
Well, that's the best thing. When you get that word of mouth advertising, when people go, oh, this is amazing. Who did this for you? And you're like, oh, well, yeah, you need to call my guy at Tree Depot.
Right. I heard you talking earlier about some of the environmental impacts that, you know, the shade structure or the roof or whatever.
Right.
We find that we can offer a lot of those advantages as well. Western side of the house. I get a lot of folks that, you know, one or two trees in the yard all of a sudden puts a shade pattern on the house
at
in the
right
middle
time of
the day.
That changes.
Yeah, changes their whole space. They might have a yard area that they wasn't even able to use until, you know, they put something like that in place, and then they find out they can spend a lot of time there.
Well, yeah, exactly, and there's nothing better than the natural landscaping for controlling your climate in the backyard.
Sure.
It's just so beautiful, and it becomes a part of – it just defines everything. And you guys are professional arborists, so you have people on staff that can really answer those questions when people need to be able to get the care.
We sure do, yep. Design capabilities.
Right, because you focus on the large tree, but then, you know, what's going in around it, what shrubs are appropriate, what works for the particular, you know, ground that you may have available.
That's one of the things. If you do plant large shade tree or larger material, sometimes what was already there may be impacted by that. So, you know, it's nice to know that going in that, you know, hey, we just took a a hot, dry, arid type of environment here and created a shade pattern across it that's going to change that. So maybe you want to address the area, the foundation plantings along the house or whatever that would be impacted at that point. So, yeah, that's all information that really should be part of the decision.
I know we're just starting here at the home show today. What kind of questions are people asking? What's the first thing they ask you when they walk up to you?
The first thing we're asking is, are our trees in the booth real?
They're that pretty. They go, that's too good. That has to be fake.
Yes, and so I think I got to put a sign together that says, yes, this is real.
Yes, you can take it home.
No, we've actually got a couple folks already that have asked for – one of the things that we want to offer up is we call it a consultation. If you stop by and you see something that you like or you have some questions or you think you've got a project that you want to look at, we will we'll set up a consultation, come out, take a look at it with you and give you some ideas and, just put together a plan. The one thing about landscape is it can be phased in. We do that a lot. We have a lot of projects where, folks want to do the whole house, but budget-wise or timing-wise, it's not possible.
Is it also possible seasonal due to what plants they want? Some will be blooming at one time of the year, some another. Does that impact some of your plants?
Absolutely. As far as the end product goes, now, as far as doing the work, we're lucky here in Florida, we can work year-round. No problem. As a matter of fact, a lot of folks that come from more northern climates are used to, well, I got to wait till the spring. And because everything kind of gets put in the ground and the spring is known for the growth period. Well, in Florida, believe it or not, spring's one of the tougher parts of the year. That's our dry season. Mm-hmm. So that's when more watering and stuff like that is actually required. We have the easy button for us is in the summertime when it's raining 3 inches a day. As long as we can get the work done, then Mother Nature's watering
all the watering and it makes it easy.
We work year round. There's no issue with that. You were asking about what folks are asking for when they come in. The consultation is something that in the phasing of the project is something we find people really didn't think about until we make them aware of it.
But they think, I pick a plant and I can I dig a hole.
Yeah.
And it's more than that.
Yep. And like I said, the phasing part's what I like because we can take a budget. We can work your abilities into a budget. And if you have to do the project in 3-4 phases, you can't put a roof on a house in phases. You can't, put the plywood down and then leave for a while and then come back with a tar paper and leave
but
for a while.
But you can do that with
landscape. You can phase that in as long as you have a plan. You need the plan in the front end so that you know you're headed in the right direction.
And that's where you do. Then all at once you realize not only are you looking at budgeting, you're looking at the professional arborist to know what will grow when,
sure,
how to put it in, how to work with it.
Some of the most important parts are orientation, shade, sun, hot, dry, wet, dry sort of things. Windy. That's another one that comes in. Folks that are on the water and they have a salt drift or a wind spray that comes off of the water can be totally devastating to the wrong variety of material.
This is more natural world than landscaping, but I just experienced that on St. Vincent Island up by Apalachicola. There are some marshy areas up there that were devastated because of Hurricane Michael. It put so much salt water across there. It just devastated the plants that the wildlife on the island were relying on for food, and they had to move, and nobody was able to keep track of how many survived the hurricane because they couldn't find them in their usual places.
Sure.
So, yeah, that salt drift, I totally understand. It'll wipe out an ecosystem.
Yep. And so that's something we pay a lot of attention to. And, again, it's things that, that's really fun whenever you get a chance to talk to a homeowner because it's stuff that, people maybe typically wouldn't be aware of, and they can't figure out, why they can't get that hibiscus to grow over here underneath of this oak tree. And, it's just the fact that that's not a comfortable spot for it. Once they get the right plant in the right place, which is really what they've highlighted with the sustainable landscape project there in front of the building, there's a lot of information right there about how important it is to do that.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I actually took some pictures we'll put up at moneytalk1010.com as well with this interview. If anybody missed anything and has any questions, we'll have it for you. It's just amazing how beautiful Florida fauna can be when used properly and put together with a plan.
Oh, absolutely. We're blessed. I mean, as far as the palette of material and the things that you can choose from, the palette of native material is really, really amazing. If folks, you know, understand it and utilize it the right way, we mention that a lot of times to a customer. Maybe we're in a consultation and we'll mention, you know, well, native this, and it's not uncommon to get a little bit of a pushback because they feel as though that's the woods that needs to look like the woods.
Right.
Not the case at all. I mean, are native material that is very ornamental,
right.
Very much
you were,
kept.
When you said native, by the way, it also got into my head because I was thinking about the invasive.
Sure.
We talk about invasive species, people generally think animals, but it's also comes down to the, you know, like.
Definitely.
Yes. So
we don't have
time to get into all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
we've right
got
now.
A history of that here in Florida. It's a battle that's being fought every day in the state. But yeah, you're right.
I imagine you come into some projects looking at what's there that has to be removed, and you're like, oh, this battle will never end.
Sure, sure.
And listen, yep. I want to thank you, Kevin, so much for coming by and spending some time with us today and helping educate us on what's available. Again, this is Tree Depot. They are Florida's top tree retailer and landscaping service company specializing in large tree delivery. We didn't even talk about your new location, 1042 US 92 in Auburndale. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Tree-depot.com. We are live at Florida's largest home show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.